This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Microgreens are all the rage, or seem to be, but what are they and how do you grow them? First off, they're not sprouts, germinated seed. They're edible, immature greens harvested with scissors less than a month after germination when the plants are up to 2 inches tall. But what kind of greens are they? Pretty much any green leafy thing. How to begin? Start with a warm, sunny windowsill. A south-facing window is ideal, and a small, clean container. Plastic takeout dishes and disposable pie plates work well. Make sure your container has drainage holes. According to Gardner Supply Company, cover the bottom of the container with an inch or two of moistened potting soil or mix. Flatten and level the soil, being sure not to over-compress it. Scatter the seeds evenly and gently press into the soil with your hand or a piece of cardboard. Then cover with a thin layer of the seed starting or soil mix. Dampen the surface with a mister. You could also just cover the container with a clear lid or plastic wrap until the seeds are sprouted. Once they've poked through, usually about 3 to 7 days, mist once or twice a day to keep the soil moist but not wet. Note, I said mist the soil. Microgreens need about 4 hours of daily direct sunlight to thrive. Leggy, pale greens are a sign of not enough sunlight. You can use a grow light. You'll have delicious microgreens in 2 to 4 weeks. I have a thick catalog from Johnny's Selected Seeds, and it blows my mind how many options there are for microgreens. Their beginner mix is made up of red and green mustards with various textures, spicy or not. They sell beets and chard together, cabbage, kale, and kohlrabi with differing varieties. You can mix and match your own blends of a bazillion kinds. No, not really, but way more than I thought. There are fast-growing and slow-growing varieties. I'll have a link from my website, gardenbite.com, as well as pictures and much more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.